Blog Talk Radio.
Still not confident about which used car to buy?
Nope.
Why not ask the most confident person you know?
My old high school coach. This one's got talent, toughness, the will to win.
Let me coach you on this. Just say, show me the Carfax value. You'll get the most accurate price based on the vehicle's accident history. Look for me and stop overpaying. Shop at the all-new Carfax.com.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Boogie Down Productions will always get paid. We'll take the wackest song, and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin, cause then you'll begin to master rhyming. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. They are the audience, I am the lyricist. Sometimes suckers on the side gotta hear this page. A rage, yet I'm not in a cage. Free as a bird to fly about on stage. Ain't here for no fun, just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me cause they're all about nothing. However, I'm really fascinating to the letter. My all around performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer. I need to pull your bottle. Favors, you'll kiss other people. I write and produce myself just as fast. Keep my hair like this. Got no time for Jerry curls. Attracting only women. Got no time for little girls. Cause girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know. I'd rather talk to a woman cause her mind is so steady. So here we go. I'm not a musical maniac or B-boy fanatic. I've simply made use of what was up there in the attic. I've listened to these issues back when I was a kid, but I bust more shots than I ever did. I mean, this is not the best of KRS, it's just a section. But how many times must I point you in the right direction? You need protection when I'm on the mic, because my mouth is like a 9mm with height. You're a kid, I'm a teacher, you're a B-boy, I'm a scholar. If this was a class, well, it would go right in the drama. See, kings lose crowns, but teachers stay intelligent. Talking big words on the mic is still irrelevant, except when you're not. College material, wake up every morning to your lucky charm cereal. Stick out the rocks, have a college degree. Black back to KRS. Right, poetry. I won't go deeper in the subject cause that gets me bored. Just a shame to know some MCs on the mic are fraud. Saying styles like this to create a diss. But if you listen, what you sending? See, I am a musician. Rapping on the mic like this to me is fine. Cause if I really wanna battle, I will pull out a knife. You can see, just got La Rock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded.
And artists of the 80s and the left contribution.
taken, never duplicated, and also highly cultivated. Don't get frustrated, cause nothing has been traded, only activated. Turn up very complicated, not separated from my DJ. Yes, see, my voice is now faded. I'll see you folks around the way. Criminal minded. Criminal minded.
Merc City in your area. You better believe it. It's MNET's longest running hip hop program. And of course, it's the legendary Merc City hip hop program with me, your boy Ski. On air now from Lagos, the city, and the country of Nigeria. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, the 3,603rd episode of the mighty, mighty, mighty Beverly Nation going on next year in our 11th year of broadcast. Now, of course, you know, I got to bring on, you know, my partner in crime with this Merc City. And, of course, the sounds you're hearing tonight is the legendary Boogie Down Productions will always get paid. And, of course, Princess C will always get paid. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to that Mike Test TV and Right and the Wrong Coalition. You know what I'm saying? My girl, Princess C, you on Merc City.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Honey B. Olasky?
I'm doing all right, girl.
Today is a great day and a great... Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so we like, you know, down to the last Merc City of 2023, y'all. So, yeah. Hey, this is it for this year. And the next time y'all hear us here on Merc City, it'll be in 2024. So this is a great night on Merc City. And I think we made Merc City great again in 2023.
Hey.
We did it.
Yes, we did. You helped me with that. And, of course, this is our 11th year in Merc City, going all the way back to Halcyon Days Productions. You know what I mean? Way back when. And, of course, that's Princess C. And, of course, we have the pleasure for the first time on any radio show at WBNN, you know what I'm saying, other than, of course, the On the Honors, to present to you Faultless and Excelsior, the 2023 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Enshrinee, and our special guest, because she asked, you know, all the folks out there, hey, what about me? Hey, you know your family, Miss Angela Thomas Smith.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, man? Welcome to Merc City in your area.
How are you?
Hey, man, we chilling, man. You know how we do it. Been doing this thing, man, ever since Miss Ricky R. Jones way back in 2012, carrying on the tradition. And, you know, how you like it, man? You've been invited, man, by your mentor and, you know, the guy that you love. Olasky, how you feel?
I feel good. I'm glad to be in the building tonight.
All right. And we'll put you back on ice because, of course, you know, our special guest will come up with her first topic of the evening. And we go right back to the greatness of one and only KRS-One. You better believe it. And you're slipping, though.
Yo, man. Around the 87 just slipping, yo. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have production, not slipping, dope. So hope your hands. Then, yo, what's going on? Mr. Magic, you know, I've been slipping, I'm gonna die. Fuck the kids up, family, live. My man, he's gonna run around, he's chilling. Yo, man. Yo, y'all heard about this shit, man, about this kid? Got an EA Jerry Curve, man. Right up, he's slipping. Yo, what up?
But let me tell you this while the clock is still ticking. This is the warning known as the caution. Do not attempt to diss, cause you'll soften just like a pillow, or better yet, a mattress. You can match this style or attack this while I'm telling you right on schedule. Fuck with KRS and I'll bury you deep in the dirt or stand with a shovel. No fight, no scurry or scuffle, just muffle. Total domination on stage. Chris is the name, 22 is the age. Those that want a battle, I know who you are. You got a little goal, you drive a little car. You're coming into place with that look on your face before you ran the mile. You lost the race, so assume you're doomed when you step in the room. I'll be the witch and you'll be the broom. I'll ride you, guide you into the concrete. I'll slide you to a boogie beat. So what do we have here? A sucker in fear. I snatched your heart, put it way up on the chart. At 10, you're fucked. At 9, you suck. At 8, you're a sucker. At 7, a motherfucker. At 6, you're slack. At 5, you're just whack. At 4, you're lost. At 3, you're just soft. At 2, you're an ass. At 1, you're a dick. But before you slip, I'll whip. Cause homeboy, you're slipping. I'm the savage beast, but keep in mind that I compose my music piece by piece. First a bass, up there, a little cut over there. I add my name, KRS, and the shit becomes fresh. I ask Mo, and I see you for their thought. Lay it down at power play, all the suckers are taught once again. The tactics of original art, we're getting paid to the end, cause we were down from the start. We're known as Boogie Down Production, ain't no B-boy dance. Guaranteed to make it dance, if you give us a chance, we're going off. To hear a fresh rhyme, you come to the source, because I'm the type of guy that's not put up on a pedestal. Run my rhymes on time and on schedule, one after another, another to the next. Can't rhyme when you're tense, or your muscles are flexed. Check your larynx, it may get low in having sex, or may get higher when busted as a liar. These are the things I teach, so be taught. To me, you're kind of sure. How many battles have you fought? If you come up with a number, notebook or list, it just doesn't matter, you can still get dissed. I'll bring it back, that old New York rap that gets you jacked while your hands still clap. It's funny, just dissing you. I can make money, but no one's tipping. My message is simple, you're slipping, 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 slipping.
They slipping, yo. 1987, they slipping, but we going all the way to the top, man. You know what I'm saying? I from the brother Karras on your lodge.
The crew standing over in the light, showing, growing, on the top, glowing. The lyrics be flowing and flowing and just flowing, just like a river, or better yet, a stream. I'm proud to be down with the winning team, so don't ever in your life even think about an argument, cause you'll get walked on like carpet. We'll pick you up and dust you off, stamp BDP on your head and you're off. But you won't even change that to say instead, I'm down cause I got a BDP on my head. So just before you inherit that ass kicking, I suggest you wake right up cause you're slipping, 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 slipping.
Yo, they slipping, dope. They slipping, dope. They slipping. Right up, right up.
Y'all slipping if you think that you're going to get on, you know what I'm saying, with this Merc City and not know the greatness of what we do on a constant basis. Merc City in your area, 516-453-9133. And now, topic of the evening, we go to our broadcasting enshrining to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame for the class of 2023, the wonderful Angela Thomas Smith.
So, the question is, how is today's music landing individuals in jail? I've been following the case actually in Atlanta where they are using this young man's music and they're using it against him and they're using his lyrics, they're using everything. So the DA pretty much told them, told rappers, if you're going to rap about it, if you come to Fulton County, be prepared to go to jail. Be prepared. She said, get your defense together. She pretty much told them. I asked that question because a lot of the music is the same. Everybody is rapping about what is actually taking place in their lives. So I put it out there. I want to hear from everybody tonight. Y'all make sure y'all call in and chime in because this is happening not just here in Atlanta, but it's happening all over. So, Conchilla, what you think?
Uh-oh. Yeah. You're starting your mess now with Princess C. Oh, God.
Yes, the music, I definitely agree. You know, I often talk about how the music that the young people listen to, it's nothing geared towards bringing any type of positive outcomes into their lives. They look to the wrong mentors and these rappers and, you know, it's all about sex, drugs, violence, you know, killing each other and all kinds of stuff that it's just not good to go into the hearing of these young people because they're so impressionable. And we have these little kids that are listening to this crap as well. And the parents are allowing it because for the most part, the parents are listening to that mess as well. And yeah, the music is destroying our young people. So that's definitely a factor and that's definitely a problem that we face today here in America and beyond because they're listening to this mess all over the world now.
Right. Well, one thing I've noticed is the rebirth of Southern soul music. I tell you, soul music, it just does something to you. And to hear young people singing soul music and sounding like these old soulful singers, it just do something to you. And getting back to understanding what the music is saying and tying the beats to the music and being able to relate and being able to feel it, being able to close your eyes and meditate, like, that's what music is to me. Like, I don't get the boop, 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 got to be loud, got to be all up to the 100 degree, and I don't get that. You know, to me, it seemed like music should be something that's soothing to your soul, but I guess each his own, and I just noticed the rebirth, and I'm noticing that we have a younger crowd of artists like TK Soul, you got Sir Charles Jones, Denise LaSalle, you got different soulful music that people are bringing back, and you hear the younger crowd. And I guess you would say these are the younger kids with a soulful old spirit, or I don't know. A lot of people say I was ahead of my time growing up. So you have a lot of kids now that they're not into the baggy pants. They're not into the rap. They're not into that heavy metal. They're not into that. They're into the old school, and they're bringing it back to their speed. So what do you think about that? Do you think that the younger generation will be able to bring back that soulful music?
Well, they're doing
that
now. Yeah, they're doing it now, right now. I'm looking at a person, and even though this is a hip-hop show, Ms. Smith. But anyway, October London is one of those people. You heard me play him. I think he's the greatest example of, you know, not a neo-soul, but a true soul music. This man sounds just like Marvin Gaye. And it, that's the type of music you can bring your girl, you know, because I'm heterosexual, so I'm talking about my wife. You bring a young lady over to the crib, champagne, you know, and, you know, after having a good dinner, and just sit back and listen to October London. So, yeah, I definitely agree with, you know, the true soul singers that's out there. Shout out to my cousin Calvin Richardson. Shout out to a man that's been doing it a long time, right, Angie, by the name of Anthony Hamilton, right, Chris? That seems like there's still great singers out there, Legacy. There's still great singers out there that's doing their thing. So, you know, we're going to get back to this one because we're going to go to the second topic, bringing from Princess
D.
Well,
I want to give a shout out to.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to a soul singer up and coming at Joshua Mitchell Music. Awesome young man. I think he's like 23, 24. Awesome soul singer. They, yes.
Yeah, around the same age as October London. October London now is 22. So we're going to get back to this hip-hop and do our thing. And, of course, Carol Sweat is going to take us there. Remember the bridge, y'all? It's over. Knowledge reigns supreme over everyone, and of course the late great DJ Scott La Rock. Now, of course, before I go into any details, before I get into, you know, Princess C's dissertation of something that's near and dear to her heart, we have a very, very special caller on the line right now. The outstanding Port Lauderdale himself, Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders. And I let everybody want to talk to them. I know you want everybody want to talk to him. Here he is, y'all. Here you go, y'all.
How y'all doing, family, over here, man? You know, y'all got it going on over here, for real. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait till the Boston Chronicles come back either, too, because I'm going to shout all y'all out over there. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, y'all got the right music. Y'all got the right thing over here, man. And you, that boy that sounds like Marvin Gaye, that's my boy. And I love listening to him, boy. And I don't have to have no woman next to me to listen to that brother there. Well, that brother is a crooner, and he be on top of it, bro. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm not in a room by myself right now, so I'm not gonna stay long. I have a heart procedure at 9 o'clock tonight, and so I just thought I would just stop in, check in. You know what I'm saying? They're about to come in here and give me this medication to put me under. So I just had to stop in and say shout out to Brother O for making this,
hey, man.
Making
love
this
you, man.
Platform, man. You know, I have to give it to you for Dr. J, you know, for being such a supportive mother link to me and you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the things that you do, man. I appreciate those calls and stuff because you uplift my spirit, man, every time you call and talk to me, man. You know what I'm saying? You give me something to grasp on to and hold on to, man. So I love
all
you,
right.
My brother. You know, I have to tell you, I love you.
Hey, man, listen, man, that's the great Mr. Boston Sanders. And, of course, we'll be honoring him, you know, a special presentation, you know what I mean, called Giving Flowers Now. Wow, they can smell them. So the next Boston Chronicles is going to be so important because it's going to be hosted by Ms. Sherry Petito. It's going to be a poet's, you know, laureate only night. And, of course, it's going to be, you ready for this, Princess C and great Hall of Famer over there, Ms. Angela Thomas-Smith. It's going to be produced for the first time. It's going to be a show produced not by me for the first time in Beverly Nation history, the great Shannon Stanton. You know what I mean? Ms. Outspoken Live will be producing that show. How you feel about that, Angie Thomas Smith?
Wow. I'm excited. I received a call earlier today to be prepared with poetry. So I'm definitely going to be working on a couple of pieces to honor Mr. Boston. I tell you, it's an amazing thing when you can give flowers while they can smell them. So I'm excited about that night and being able to be amongst so many amazing individuals from their perspective, sharing from their heart. So, yeah, I'm excited.
All right. And that's from the Hall of Famer herself. And, of course, you know, Princess C, you know, talk about that wonderful night and then go into your first topic of the evening.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think that is great, and it is important that we honor people while they're here with us, because once people are gone, they don't smell no flowers. They can't hear anything that we're saying to them. So I think that is important for people to know how we feel now, that we can express our love and gratitude. So that is so wonderful. And Mr. Boston, you sound amazing, you know. God is good. He's a healer. He's awesome. He's magnificent. And, yeah, he is God all by himself, a miracle worker. And we thank God for you tonight, Mr. Boston. All right, everybody. So this is Merc City, everybody. I'm Princess C. And I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on throughout this year. If we take a look, 2020, 21, 22. We're to 23 now, and the gun violence, you know, each year has escalated. The gun violence is still high. The death toll is not as high, but the gun violence itself is an all-time high. And when we look at what's going on in our inner cities with our young people that I often talk about, because the children are our future, and without the young people, hey, we don't have a future. And that goes for any race. If there's constantly crime amongst each other, and amongst the youth that are wiping themselves out. And then you have racist cops that are wiping them out as well. Then we have the drugs that are wiping them out. And then others, they're in prison with lifetime sentences without the possibility of parole. So if we look at all these things, how they factor into the future of our young people, they're becoming extinct. So we have to do all we can to preserve our Black heritage, the Black race, the Black young people. And then on top of that, we have Black women that are dying in labor, delivering their baby. They're dying. This year, that's at an all-time high, everybody. And then babies that are being born dead, stillbirths. And then those that die not too long after being delivered. So it's just crazy. So we have to take a look at what we're doing. We have to encourage our young people, because the statistics, everybody, listen, all of the people that have died this year, the youth, the young people, the teenagers, the children, it's outrageous. In this country, there have been 40,176 murders this year, and it's just sad. And then there's been 2,000 murders of youth this year. And people, we need to do something. So all of you men and women that are listening tonight, decide that in 2024, you're going to take a young person under your wing, mentor them, you know, show them some skills, teach them some things that you know how to do. Because every adult has some type of talent or skill that we can pass on to a young person. You know, we have too much talent to just sit on it and not to share it with these young people that are crying out. They need our help. And so we have to protect them. We have to save them. And we have to show them a different way. So the different way is to show that we care by grabbing them and taking them under our wings, teaching them a skill, a trade, getting them off the streets, showing them that there are people out here, adults out here, that still care. So will you be that caring adult today? Will you be that loving adult with compassion and concern of the future of our youth? So children, they learn what they live what they learn. We have to teach them to wake the love in their hearts. And guess what? Then they can find love in the world. They can give love in the world. But if they're not shown love, how can they give love? So we have to reach out to our young people today. Don't write them off like the rest of America has. We have to make sure that we preserve our youth. All right, I'm Dr. C, well, Princess C, y'all, tonight. I'm Princess C, hey, right here on Merch City in your area.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like a structure to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I'm asking you, who is more dramatic than this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. Terrorist one is just a gotta lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-T-O-T-T. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number 2, my philosophy. Number 1 was poetry, you know it's me. You know it's my philosophy. Many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable, I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. K.R. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft punk? You walk down the street and get jumped.
4 seconds, a teacher will begin to say.
I played the 9 and you played the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start it?
The great Chris Parker. Remember, his brother ICU is much darker, Miss Princess D and Miss Smith. And of course, how you feel about Chris Parker, the great KRS-One, Miss Smith? There she's there. I hope she involved in spirit, y'all. There you go. How you feel about that legendary KRS-One?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, how you feel about that legendary KRS-One that is played just now on Merck City?
Well,
yes. Okay, why get your mind right? Let's go to Princess C. How you feel about KRS-One right there? You know what I mean, right here on Merck City.
Well,
KRS-One, you know. His rap style is, you know, not like that trap stuff and the horrible rap that I cannot stand. So it's all right. It's all right. He was like right on the edge of like the original type hip hop stuff. So yeah, it's all right.
Now here's the situation. Now I'm gonna upset both of y'all.
I actually interviewed them. I actually interviewed them back in the day, though. But yeah. So.
Listen, I'm you know, it's time for the youth, okay? And then we're going to come back with, of course, right back to the dissertation of what Miss Smith talked about in her second dissertation right after this track. Now, of course, Princess C, I'm going to put you back on ice because it's a grown-up time for youth people around the world. Merc City area, y'all.
Hold up.
All right.
Let's go.
Trap time, baby.
Hold up.
Got you, man.
It's getting technical. It's getting technical, I tell you that.
Hey.
Found a lot of folks, 3 grand. Gang. Told my weed man, roll up. Gang. Bitch better know where I am. Hold up. Told my lean man, pull. Already worked out of deal. Yeah. I ain't trying to go no lower. No. Little homie need to calm down, chill. Like good thing I had my bro. I'm always chasing these bills. Because you sleep on the floor. I know you see me all in gear. Still, I wanna have more. I've been fucking this hoe for years. She ain't tell me this pussy was yours. Tell me this pussy was yours.
Hey, I just popped my hood, and I can't find my motor. I walked in the bank, like bitch, never mind my odor. That's great, a lot, I'm blowing. I just pull my wrist out, it's snowing. This a baby AR, I'm toast. Nigga, try me right now, I'ma show 'em. Been getting paid since the percolator. You ain't real, you an impersonator. I got money so damn old that it ain't even in circulation. Hook your ass into a respirator. I was only trying to help you, hate. Send my goons to assassination. My joints don't longer use rapid paper. Lit, I'm a stoner. Met your girl at the club, I'm a boner. You can have that hoe right back. I don't want that bitch, she alone. Used to be hanging on the corner. Now a nigga live on the billboard. I got more money than I can spend. And a team full of niggas that I kill for.
Bought a lot of 4-3 grand. Told my weed man, roll up. Bitch better know where I am. Told my lean man, pull. Already worked out a deal. I ain't trying to go no lower. The homie need to calm down, chill. Good thing I had my bro. I'm always chasing these meals. Because you sleep on the floor. I know you see me all in gear. Still, I wanna have more. I've been fucking this hoe for years. She ain't tell me this pussy was yours. Little nigga need to go chill. Good thing I had my blower. 16 zips in the cell. 2500 or more. Pushing up in a new whip. Got wings all on my doors. Fucking out fair Chanel. Out about the Hermes store. Rolling up straight out of steel. OG all of my bud. Made my whole switch shifts. Bitch, you know I'm the plug. Addict is addict is addict. Bitch, gotta keep 2 cups. Mix it up till it turn pink. Now by the time we pour. I'd have been up for a week. Now I feel like my thought. Fuck around, hit my cup. Ain't gonna do them or not. Ran up a whole lot of millions. Super done beat them odds. Hang around a lot of retards. Gotta get the hammer on guard. I'ma make a hop of you to eat. Most of you niggas, y'all fraud. Bought a lot of 4-3 grams. Told my weed man, roll up. Bitch better know where I am. Told my lean man, pull. Already worked out a deal. I ain't trying to go no lower. Little homie need to calm down, chill. Good thing I had my bro. I'm always chasing these meals. Cause you sleep on the floor. I know you see me all in this gear. Still, I wanna have more. I've been fucking this hoe for years. She ain't tell me this pussy was yours. Little nigga need to go chill. Good thing I had my blower.
Merc City in your area. Whole ass beat trap, 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 trap. Now you heard what the young people said, Princess C, trap, 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 trap. And then that nigga better have my money for I ship in the head with him. Hi, Princess C, before we bring on Ezra Thomas Smith. That's what the youth are listening to, yes. Angie.
Yes.
That was like, oh my God. He said all kinds of stuff, but what really had me cracking up, he was talking about the percolator, talking about the respirator, having you on the respirator, and all this stuff. Lord.
There you go, Princess C. And then now, you know what? We're going to go right to Ansa Thomas Smith and her dissertation of music and how, you know, music could cause you to go to jail. We'll see. Go ahead, Andrew. You know, it blew Angie in the spirit, y'all. It blew Angie in the spirit. So I got, oh, there she is. Okay, she's back. Okay, go ahead, Angie. Talk about it.
What?
Talk about it. You know what I mean? You know, that's the type of music you were talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Look, anyway, wow. Now, that right there, I can't get jiggy with that. I don't understand that, what you just played. I don't understand that. But this is what we listening to now. But this is what they also taking, and they using these against these kids that's rapping about this stuff. And they calling it what they call it, the RICO. They're using it with the RICO. So they better be careful what they putting in these lyrics and what they rapping about.
Yeah, I'm still here. And, you know, we're talking about the breakdown of the music, right? And we talk about how Juicy J, a person that was part of, you know, the great, you know, 3-6 Mafia. Now, he's old, triple OG now. And then, you know, you got Future, who's becoming OG now, right? Because now Future's like Nicki Minaj and all the rest of those. You know, they're old head like them and Drake. But then Future is still an icon when it comes down to trap music. So this is the music that our children are listening to on a constant basis. So could you imagine that? And that's crazy in itself. So, you know, press the C before we let, you know, Angie get back, and she's controlling her technicians. You know, talk about that. You know, that's the, you know, they go out and smoke their weed, you know, or pack their guns. Maybe not, you know, willing to kill somebody, but the music is entrancing them. You know, maybe to make a bad move.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because we have to realize now the ones that are still in school, okay, they get up, you know, they're listening to that music while they're getting dressed. Most of them have those iPods or whatever, the earbuds in their ears, and they're listening to it on the way to school. A lot of them keep their phones throughout the day, and they listen to that crap in the hallways and everything else, and back on the way home. And then they're out there with their guns, and they are sitting around not only listening to this crap that's putting subliminal messages into their minds, they're also sitting playing these violent video games that are like encouraging them to go out and steal a car, go out and carjack somebody. You know, go out and stick somebody up, rob somebody, you know, knock somebody in the head. And if we notice today, like carjacking committed by teenagers, and even now you have 10 and 12-year-olds trying to, you know, carjack somebody. You know, that's at an all-time high.
Y'all got it in. I mean, you think about Grand Theft Auto. That's what everybody's playing
that's
now.
What I'm talking
and
about.
They make it seem so real. And it those kids, that's all they do. They put it in front of them. They come out the womb.
Right.
The, what they give you, pass the phone. Pass the phone out to you. These kids know how to rap.
Yep.
They know how to sing every lyric. They know how every dance come out. They know how to do everything that come out. It's got to do with music and videos. They know how to do that before they even know their ABCs and how to spell their name.
Listen, it's a trance. It's a trance-type music. You know, back in the day in the early 70s and 80s, you had, of course, heavy metal music in, you know, the Caucasian community. And they were doing, you know, egregious crimes, right? So that was the first test. They tested their own people first, right? And then, of course, hip-hop came. And I'm going to tell you a story about that in a minute, right? So hip-hop came, you know, honest party music. Or battle music, you know, who has the best lyrics battle. And then, of course, Schoolie D from Philadelphia, the first ever, you know, gangster rapper, PSK, you know. I'm going to play that song probably going into Ngozi time. And then that was the first ever gangster rap. And then here comes, you know, Niggas with Attitude, NWA, right? Which really changed the whole landscape of music. I never forget. We were looking at Soul Train, you know, me and my cousin Maurice, just sitting there, and you know, it's early Saturday morning, whatever, and you know, Big Bang Hank and all the boys, you know what I mean, Sugar Hill did Rappers Delight. And so my uncle, and you know, my uncle was an alcoholic, he was just an asshole, right? So he's so he's listening, you know, in the door, and we, you know, we're having a good time, C and A, right? And we're just chilling, you know, hip hop, hippity hip, you know the rest, right? So after they came, you know, after Don Cornelius interviewed the Great Sugar Hill Gang, and then my uncle said, "You know what, little motherfuckers? I'm like, oh, here he go, his drunk ass. Monday, the white man gonna use that shit to kill y'all. What? So we can't, right? But was he prophetic? His drunk ass said that one day the white man gonna use this to kill y'all to fuck off.
Wow.
So let's go to now Angela Thomas Smith and her dissertation of, you know, music in the Southland, you know, in the situation of can it be a murderous tool? And, you know, her dissertation of soul music. Go, Angie.
So I think it could be a murder tool, yes. Music is very influential, and even with the music that they play in these games and how these kids can be put in a trance, like people don't realize how easy it is to hypnotize people, because people don't really, they don't conceptualize what hypnotizing is really all about. And like music is so, man, when I tell you it's so much to it, I thank y'all for allowing me to be a part of this tonight, about soul, back to the soul music. Of course, I'm from the country. I'm from the South, and music is a part of our culture here in South Carolina, and that soulful, and even country. You know, a lot of us enjoy that country, because country ain't what it used, what people think it is. Like, today's country ain't like it was back in the day. People don't understand that there were black cowboys before there were really, really cowboys. But that's another story for another day. But getting back to the soul of music and being able to connect, and yeah, that's it. That's it for me tonight. I tell you, Sir Charles Jones and TK Soul, they are two of my go-tos right now. That's what's on my Alexa that plays in my top. I'll tell you when I want to. But, yeah, I've enjoyed this tonight, Princess C and Brother O. Thank you.
Listen, man, you know, it's all good, man. We're going to have a good talk, because it is what it is. And we got, you know, a back-to-back thing going on here on the one and only Beverly Nation. I'm so proud of all the people that talked to us on a constant basis. And all the folks out there, I know the youth, I know I had a trap with y'all. I had to do what I had to do, Angie. It is what it is. So, of course, what more can I do? What more can I say tonight that haven't already been said? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Ultimate. This is the legendary Merc City in your area. And, of course, all the people around the world, you know what time it is. And I want to let everyone know that this song right here, we'll do a double header. This song right here was the first ever gangster rap in the history of hip-hop. Going to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Miss Princess C and Angela Thomas Smith and the rest of the world. Schooly motherfucking D. We'll be right back.
boy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the wave, my DJ cutting. Other MCs, man, you ain't say nothing. Knocking on to the break of dawn. I bank told money, your time is gone. Making that green, people always say, what the hell does that mean? These all the people who can't understand, a one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut, other MCs, man, you ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the brink of dawn, a bank for one and your time is gone. Down the avenue, going over the gate, sipping on some brew. Turned around, see the fly young lady, moving through the turn with all my Mercedes. Said fly lady, man, you're looking real nice. Sweeter than a honey, sugar and spice. Told her my name was Scooty B, all about making that cash money. Said Scooty B, I know your game. Heard about you in the Hall of Fame. I said, mama, I tell you no lies, cause all I wanna do is to get you high and lay you down and do the body rock. Took a walk to the corner, got into the car. Took a little trip to a fancy bar. Count some blue, some chase, some coke. Tell you now, brother, this ain't no joke. She got me to the crib, she laid me on the bed. I fucked up on my toes to the top of my head. I finally realized the girl was the one. Gave her $10, she asked me for some more. Fans came with making that dream. People always say, what the hell is that mean? See, for the people who can't understand, a one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs when you ain't say nothing. You're rocking on to the break of dawn. A bank told money, no time is gone.
Cause you know why? Scott LaRock had them all. He was a super.
Yo, Chris, I really knocked the boots on those two big butt females last night.
Yeah,
man. I'm on my way on a Latin Quarter to find two more freaks.
Now, back in the day, when I used to DJ, it was some trap music back in 89.
You may not realize it or you may not know, but
he is a super.
When I say super, I'm not exaggerating. Dating for a guy like Scott turns into mating. He seems to be quiet, but I don't buy it. Proof is in the pudding, why don't you just try it? The super ho is loose in your section, and he's armed with a powerful erection. So grab your girl and run for protection. Your mama too, cause I like to mention.
Black.
mention the fact that I'm single. I like to mingle, and one more time, fuck the press single. Music I'll always pass by. Girls, they claim to act so fly. They always act like it's all about them or their friends, but according to Scott, they all like the bend. Yes, fly girls, shy girls, black girls, white girls. In 87, it's got to be the right girl. If you claim to have a little problem, but Scott LaRock knows just how to solve them. If you're a guy, a 9 will do the trick. But if you're a girl, you need some flowers. I admit Scott has strange powers, enticing girls in less than an hour. Or should I say minutes? I've seen how he did it. He probably says I'm Scott LaRock if he's with it. So whether he's a gigolo, tramp, or pro,
he is a superhero.
Not many people have their ways of expressing what they do best, but Scott is undressing. Yes, either a girl or to date for the night. He doesn't want to hear that you're too tight. So do not think that Scott LaRock is mean. It's not his fault, he'll give you Vaseline. The super hole is loose in your area, making life for girls a little scarier. So if you got a radio trying to take this, do not keep in mind that he is a racist. For the super hoes to be chilling, another female out there has to be willing. So all you tramps and hoes, raise your hand. The super ho Scott LaRock understands. If you're a guy, we'll talk about hanging. And if you're a girl, he'll talk about banging. If your mom call up, well, I don't know.
Now that's some 87 traffic right there, boy. You know what I'm saying? Super firm. Merc City, your area. I can't wait to hear what Trevor B got to say about super firm. Make Merc City great again.
He is a super.
And that was some traffic from 87 right there. Princess C, all I know is Scott LaRock had a ball. He is a super hoe. And now to Princess C with her wonderful second dissertation of something that's near and dear to our hearts.
All right. Thank you so much. Wow, wow, wow. I'm not even going to touch that one. But it had me cracking up, that's for sure. All right. So, wow. As I said earlier, everybody, we'll be in 2024 in just a few short weeks. You know, today is the 11th, almost going into the 12th of December. And 2024 is right around the corner, knocking at your door, okay? And so what I want to see from all of you parents, all of you adults out there, in 2024, you need to do more. Do more for your children. And listen, I'm not talking about financially. Some of you are doing the best you can financially. Some of you are doing too much financially because you're going into debt, giving your kids every and anything they want. But what is lacking is more of you, more of your time, more of your ear to listen to them, to sit down with them and spend quality time bonding with your children, eating home-cooked meals with your children, and making sure that the minds of your children are being stimulated. And the stimulation must come from positive entities. You know, again, not the music that they're listening to today, not the video games that they're playing, and not a whole lot of these stupid shows that they watch. I mean, there's nothing to stimulate the minds. It's all a bunch of garbage. And I remember when I was a child, there was a woman named Dr. Bean. And, you know, she called the television, you know, the idiot box. And, you know, today I call it the tell-lie vision because all it does is lie, you know, and we see a bunch of lies on the TV. And these things are just really messing up the minds and the mentality of our young people. And so the way we stimulate their minds is to get them involved, parents, okay? There's all types of activities throughout the year that you can involve your children in. Now, we can't sit and wait for the school districts where you are. If you're in inner cities, the school districts, 9 times out of 10, they done cut out the after-school activities and all types of things that used to be in place when I was coming up. They cut out the music for the most part in most of the inner city schools. So you're not, your children are not learning to play instruments or anything like that. But there are programs out there, free programs that you can put your children in after school, throughout the summer, on the weekends. But you got to do your homework, parents. As the parent, it is your job and duty to do research and look into different programs for your children if you care about them and want to keep them off the street, okay? Most of you got iPhones, okay, or an Android. If you don't even have a computer, you can go on your phone and Google different programs in your area. You know, they have the Boys and Girls Club. They have the YWCA, the YMCA. They have all types of programs available. Most recreation centers offer after-school activities. But you have to do the homework. And then they have colleges that offer summer programming for children, youth, and teens every summer. Most of the colleges and universities offer programs, and some of them are free, some of them are not. But the ones that are not, if you can't afford it, they do have scholarships available, but you have to apply. So start doing more in 2024 for your children to help them become productive citizens in society and not destructive in society, okay? Because there's too much destruction going on within our inner cities and our communities, and we need some production, some productivity going on to help build up these communities that have fallen apart, where there's no community, there's no unity, there's no neighborly neighbors anymore. There's nobody that cares. So start within your own household, parents, showing your children that you care by looking into programs for them. And then, hey, share it with the other families in your neighborhood, on your block. Share it with the other parents. And show our young people, yes, we are standing up for them. So if you do it and encourage other parents to do it as well and start back having that sense of unity in your community, because 2004, guess what? I expect more from you as parents, and I expect more from our young people in 2024 because guess what? Again, they are our future, and we have to protect them and preserve them. It's about preserving them now, okay, because they are becoming extinct. I'm Dr. Chinchilla J. Princess C. That's me.
Oh, don't worry. We're back in my
down
topic.
With us. D Square, he's down with us. Keyboard Money Mike is down with us. I see you, you know he's down with us. D Nice and Mick Food are down with us. Miss Melody, she's down with us. Just Ice and DMX are down with us. My manager Mo, he's down with us. Castle D Boy, he's down with us. DJ Red Alert, he's down with us. RoboCop Boy, he's down with us. Making funky music is a must. I'm number one, 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 one.
Let's watch all the nasty moms out there. Invite people over with your kids there.
Rapping for a joke, a passing hope, or a phase with the rope.
do. I stole the show and then I leave without a clue. What do you think makes up a KRS? Concisive teaching or very clear speaking? Ridiculous bass, aggravating treble. Rebel, renegade, must stay paid. Not by financial aid, but a rate of hits causing me to take long trips. I'm the original teacher of this type of style. Rocking off beat with a smile or a smirk or a chuckle. Yes, some are not up to BDT posse, so I love to step in the jam and slam. I'm not Superman, because anybody can or should be able to rock off turntables. Grab the mic, plug it in, and begin. But here's where the problem starts, no heart. Because of that, a lot of groups fell apart. Rap is still an art, and no one's from the old school. Cause rap is still a brand new tool. I say no one's from the old school, cause rap on a whole isn't even 20 years old. 50 years down the line, you can start this. Cause we'll be the old school artists, and even in that time, I'll say a rhyme, a brand new style, ruthless and wild, running around, spending money, having fun. Cause even then, I'm still number one, 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 one. KRS-One, of course, comes to express with style the lost ways of rhyming, old and new, past and present. Knock, knock, who is it? A brand new style. Oh, time to change. People talk about me when they see me on stage. Live in action, guaranteed roar. I hang with the rich and I work for the poor. Now, tomorrow, you can say you saw KRS-One stomping once more. I play by ear, I love to steer the Alfa Romero from here to there. I grab the beer, but not in the ride, cause I'm not stupid, I don't drink and drive. I'm not a beginner, amateur or local. My album is selling because of my vocals. You know what you need to learn? Old school artists don't always burn. You're just another rapper who's had his turn. Now it's my turn, and I am concerned about idiots posing as kings. What are we here to rule? I thought we posed to sing. And if we ought to sing, then let's begin to teach. Many of you are educated, open your mouth and speak. KRS-One is something like a total renegade. Except I don't steal, I rhyme to get paid. Airplanes flying, overseas people dying. Politicians lying, I'm trying not to escape, but hit the problem head on by bringing out the truth in a song. So BDP, short for Boogie Down Productions, made a little noise cause the crew was saying something. People have the nerve to take me for a gangster, an ignorant one, something closer to a prankster, doing petty crimes, going straight to penitentiary. But in the scale of crime, that's really elementary. This beat is now compelling me to explain in silence why my last gym was so violent. It's simple, BDP will teach reality. No beating around a bush, straight up, just like the P is free. So now you know, a poet's job is never done. But I'm never overworked, cause I'm still number one. One, one,
damn,
one,
this sound
one,
like damn
one,
WBNN.
One,
damn, we number one like that?
He's down with us. Eric B and Rakim, they're down with us. Sonic, they're down with us. Dana Dane, he's down with us.
Sleeping
Bag Records, they're down with us. My lawyer Jay, he's down with us. Jive RCA is down with us. Making funky music is a must. I'm number one, one, one.
It's the Overlord, your boy, Olaz Skill, Wheels of Steel for you and you, 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 you. Merc City in your area. Ah, 2012 like shit. You know what I'm saying, Angie? You know what I'm saying, C? Man,
wow.
I got something to say to Z. You ready for this? Congratulations to me on my WBNN All-Time Connection record with my 58th. All time and my eighth consecutive would help with Chris and C with Darlene Lawrence's all-time championship. You can't fuck with Ski. Yeah! Look at you, goddamn area. How about that? Now, let's go there.
All right.
You know, of my celebration there. Mothers, I implore you to stop having sex with your babies in the bed. That is something you should not be doing. Mother. The that thing he got between his leg is not
Tyson.
That serious. for you to have.
Right.
Put my baby on the side of the bed. And now let's get it. You know, hit it from the back. Hit it doggy style because the kid can't see it. Stop. That's nasty. You nasty.
Try again.
And then the kid with the big ass eyes, you know what I mean, looking like saucers, you know, a clean ass plate. Mommy.
No, go. Shh.
Go back to bed. Go back to the shower. Shut your ass. Y'all nasty. Hey, I'm gonna ask the township, our newly reigned enshrinee. I ain't gonna let Princess C talk about this first. How you feel about that, man? Is that going on in the northern and southern community?
That's just nasty. And that just don't make no sense at all.
It's, you know, nasty. What I'm talking about, right? And that, you know some people, maybe not in your family.
No, that's nasty. That baby need to be in the bed. Why would you have that baby in the bed?
No, the baby is in the bed. No, the baby is in the bed, Angie.
No, the baby don't need to be in the bed.
Not in his own bed. There you go, Angie. Merch it in your area.
I ain't finished,
Princess C. Why don't you talk about that, man? Is that something prudent for our black community?
Oh. Listen, that is beyond nasty. That is downright trifling and disgusting. It's disrespectful, and it says a lot for that mother. And, like, women that do that, that man definitely cannot respect her and does not respect her. It's sad. And, you know, a baby in the bed and you having sex with some man. And then even if the baby was in his crib or a bassinet, but in the same room, that's still nasty and trifling. If that's not that baby's father, okay, hey, don't have sex with your baby in the room with you, okay? That's like getting that pervertedness and putting that into that child,
mm-hmm.
You know, those spirits, mm-hmm. you know, it's sad. So women, y'all need to stop that crap. You know, a dick ain't worth that, okay? My goodness, y'all all out there looking for Mr. Goodbar.
You know what? You nasty, Chinchilla. Let's go to our second topic, and then I'm going to open the call lines up. The girl goes, say, hey, you know, I need you. We made a decision. We made a decision, and we're going to go to the abortion clinic. Okay. There's more shit in your area now. We're talking some hip shit now. All right, man, look. We get down there, man. I'm trying to hide until we see his voice. Yo, what's up, man? Yo, man, shut up, man. Shut up. So we go in the bathroom, man. Why are you here, man? Man, the girl, man, she tried to have the voice. Yeah, boy, man, you getting it in, boy. Like, they go down there, high-fiving in the bathroom, you know, and then go back out. And, so, all right, you know, she's crying, going to inside to take care of business. And women, please make sure if you're going to do that, make sure you go to the clinic, man. They got the new stuff. Okay. Please make sure that there ain't no old abortion vacuums. Please don't do that. And they're not really doing the job and they leaving skeletons in your pussy. Please don't let that happen. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. Make sure that, you know, if you're going to do that, make sure that the vacuum is owned by Dyson. Okay. My point is that Merch City area, y'all not used to this Merch City. Hey, you better let them know. All right, here we go. So he gets this situation done, Angie. He comes out crying and that, and the guy's trying to console her. And so they walk to the car, right? And so, I'm going to talk to the doctor. He says, okay, I'm waiting in the car. I'm out here waiting. So he's out there listening to his music. You know, he's listening to trap music. Okay, he's listening to, you know, 50 Cent. On some Merc City shit, my gun go bang, my gun go off, right? So she get in the car. Oh, you listen to this music. Can you do me a favor? I'm like, what's up, babe? What's wrong? Well, I don't appreciate you playing that old trap killing shit while I'm trying to get my mind right. And say, well, you the only motherfucking murderer in the car. The hit clinic. Merc City, yeah. Hey, I'm just being honest. How the fuck are you going to tell him not to play trap music in the car and you just killed your baby? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. All right, caller number one, you're live right now in Mercy City in your area. I said what I said.
Yo.
Yo.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, man. Yeah, what's, oh, I know who this is, man. It's that boy King. What's going on, baby? Mercy City in your area.
Yo, 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 shout out to my guys. Shout out to all the hosts that's talking tonight. I'm sorry I caught the show a little late today, man. I was tied up with some family business, some family feuds. You know, nobody wins when the family feuds, you know. So, motivated me to get online today. And I press. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I'm gonna ask you a question, bro. Now, Chinchilla and Angie, Merc City's in your area, making Merc City great again, okay? Mm-hmm. Chinchilla and Angie, pray for me as I ask this question to King. King, I'm going to ask you a question, man. You're in a relationship with a woman, man, and you're making love and everything goes well, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, she said, we can go and wash up in the bathroom, right?
Okay.
And she hands you one of them hard-ass dish rags to wash up for. How you feel about that? Listen. The damn towel is actually standing up in the corner. She said, you use that. How you feel about that, bro? Look in the area.
I seriously, how I feel about that, I'm going to give you an honest opinion. You know, I always believe cleanliness is next to godliness, you know what I mean? So if that rag is clean... If that rag is clean.
No, that rag can't be clean. That rag cannot be clean, King. Don't try that shit on Merc City. That shit set up in the corner.
if that rag got some dirty dish fluid, some dirty grease on it, hey, she's out her rabbit mind for passing me that rag. You hear me? She's out her rabbit mind.
Man.
I'm gonna wash my mouth. I don't know, be scissoring. You know, don't pass me no dish rag because I believe cleanliness is next to godliness. So I definitely believe in the rag that I put on my body must be clean. And if it's not clean, then maybe this relationship isn't clean. And I might need to exit it.
Yeah, you might need an exorcist. But let's go to what the listeners, I might need that. Listen, let's go to what the good sisters talked about tonight. And they talked about, you know, of course, the great Hall of Famer Ansel Thomas Smith said about music.
Shout out.
And how down in Georgia now, they're trying to make a rule where you can't even do that in, you know, Atlanta, Fulton County. No trap music at all in the whole county. How you feel about that?
Okay. All right, how I feel about that? I honestly – I went to school for music business, actually, and the reason for going to school at Forsyth University, not to shout out anybody or get anybody to go there, I went to school for music business, and I learned a lot about the music industry and how things work, you know. So my take on the trap music is the music moves the soul. You know, in heaven, like the angels are, it's so many musical angels in that. If I'm not mistaken, Lucifer was the angel of music that played the music very, 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 very well. So therefore, we got a lot of these 808s. We got a lot of these thundering basses. You know, it's actually very, very impactful on our hearts, our minds, and our souls. That once this music gets to playing, it can actually run up our adrenaline. You know, so depending on the bass and the words that's being said and our upbringing, it can determine on if we're going to use that music to go drill, to go kill, to go steal. You know, so
wow.
I don't believe that the music should be banned, right, because everybody doesn't let the music get to them. You have suburban white kids who listen to this trap music, has never stole, has never killed anybody, you know. But then you got the guy that grew up maybe with no mommy, no daddy, or mommy, daddy, no guidance, that they didn't really have the proper guidance growing up. And this music is more influential to them than it would be for the suburban kid. So I would understand why they were banned.
I got to go there. Right. Now I'm going to let the Hall of Famer talk to you right now. Answer Thomas Smith, how you feel about our brother King, the great host, or half of the great host of All in One, and his dissertation tonight.
All in One, shout out to Alicia Levine, shout out to Alicia Levine.
All right.
Wow.
Go ahead, Angie.
Mm-hmm. Hi. And thank you for sharing tonight.
Thank you for being thankful. Thank you for being thankful.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
Very informative. He apparently is very into music. I'm here. I'm not a very musical person, and this is where
we know that. Oh, I'm sorry to say that loud. I'm sorry.
This is where I get my little fix. So I've been learning a lot tonight. I love soul music. I'm from the country. That's what I know. So I'm learning a lot, and to hear that they are using music, which is supposed to be a form of expression, and they're using it against these kids in the state of Georgia and in other places. You know, that's saddening when it's supposed to be an outlet of expression, you know. So, you know, I'm conflicted in so many ways. You be conflicted. You know, should I express? Should this be my form of expression? And they may use it against me later on down the road if I do something. But if I don't do nothing, then I'm okay.
I'm gonna ask you a question now. You know, the kids. You know, of course. You know, during my day, because I'm older than you. So during our day, hip hop was our expression, right? And a lot of the old heads said, I don't want to hear that bippity boppity boop shit, right? And that's why I told all the old heads, kiss my ass, because it's Merc City in the area. Hip hop rule. But that was our expression. So do you feel now, because of the technology and the things that go on in society with our youth, and just how they're expressing their reality, how you feel about that? If that's what the music you listen to now, is their reality. How you feel?
I mean, again, I can't say how somebody feel and want to express. You know, that's each his own. And for them to...
Is it because you're older?
Is it because I'm older? It could be. I don't know. I guess I will say it's because I'm older.
There you go. And you know, that's an honest answer. I'm going to bring another caller right now with you and Princess C, because Merc City has been great again. And all the folks out there didn't like Merc City, kiss my ass. Caller, you're on the line right now with Merc City in your area with Princess C and the newly enshrined Hall of Famer, Ansler Thomas Smith.
Hey, peace. First of all, I'm really shaking my head to see how far I used to love hip hop, but what I'm hearing now, it turned my stomach. I'm being honest with you, and you damn right. I'm gonna. This is Merc City, so forget about the mask and all that kind of stuff. I am that, but yeah, they every right they should, because it's our children that's out in the streets dying. And to piggyback on what Dean said, salute, fam. You know, first of all, and you know, you just get to know me, so faithfully you stick around, you can see and hear some stuff I've been speaking about for well over 38 years. Everybody on this planet don't have soul. Originally, we was the only people that had that. Okay, so now they done gave birth to a whole lot of incarnated beings who's black and brown, primarily, which is people I was sitting here to first, you know, for the reawakening, the wake-up call, right? This music now, before I even touch on that, we got to go back. Subliminal. Music was used, and they used to speak certain things back then that would incite the listener to commit all kind of hideous acts. They haven't stopped that. They haven't stopped that. It's even been more enhanced in this so-called, trap music, because it definitely ain't rap music. And the things right. that's affecting our people, right, yes, they are children, right? But the things in which they are doing, and it's funny that we're having this interaction, because I'm going to do my best to really go after our children. But it's also going to be a line drawn out in the sand, too. Because I don't care how much they might look like us, then they'll know if they're of us or not. And if they're not of us, then they got to be dealt with, too. Because I'm tired
I gotta,
of a lot
you know,
of these
you
supposed
know,
to be our
I
got to
go there. A Hall of Famer lifetime achiever. I got to go there with you, right? Because, you know, I'm a journalist. You know, me and Tiana, we always ask that question, you know what I mean, that burns the souls of men and women, right? I asked the same question to Angela Thomas Smith, right? And I told her, I said, what about the kids who are trying to, you know, express themselves with the situation, how they're coming up? And this is how they're trying to express themselves in this hip-hop age, in the jet age, the computer age, you know, and their worth. And it might not sound great to us triple OGs, and that's what Merc City is all about, right? Sometimes it's not always what we want to hear, but we all know the suppression of hip-hop and you know, how it has been metastasized, you know, with evil intentions. But then this is what the kids are, you know, this is their experiences. So what is your gift tonight to answer my question before I go to my next track and to my next caller?
Hold on, I'm trying to understand. You said, what is my gift or what I want to share with the foster children that you just mentioned?
Oh, no doubt. That is your gift. I mean, I just said what I said, and you heard what I said.
Okay.
So what is your gift? What is your gift to expound upon? You know, what we don't want to do is stifle the youth and their expression when, you know, we old heads. That sound right. And you said you not the hip-hop you listen to now, you know, in the present and, the, you know, or future endeavors, but the kids are being heard. That's why Merc City exists. And we're going to play that music. You know that because I'm a vanguard of the old school and what's new and what's to come. So what is your gift tonight to share in your opinion about how you feel before I go to my next track and try to get this caller up?
All right. Is to be able to have the knowledge and the wisdom to know the difference, to be able to separate the two. Unfortunately, it's being used as a form of entertainment. I can't even say educated. To be able to listen to a record, it's almost like watching a movie, okay? And to be able to separate the two. If you're listening to something that's going to encourage you to go out and commit some of these hideous acts that you might be writing, right, or someone else is writing, and it encouraged you or influenced you to commit an act that's going to cost you your life or somebody else's life, then that's the wrong thing to do.
I can appreciate what our wonderful, outstanding Hall of Famer said tonight. Now, we got some other callers. Real quick, I'm going to give King a chance to come on for 1 minute, okay? Because we do have other callers. Hey, King, man, make it quick, guys.
Okay, all right. Hey, y'all. Thanks for the salute. I appreciate it to the last caller. I want to just say that these labels, they're, like, in my opinion, and I strongly believe that music was a form of communication that we used to use to talk to each other during slave times, you know what I mean? So when the 13th Amendment came and freed the slaves, you know, they needed to find another way to keep us captive, you know, and the only thing that could keep us captive was what we loved the most, was music. So yes, I believe these music labels, the major labels, are ran by slave owners, and they're signing artists who are pushing the evil agenda of expressful but hopeless music that are discouraging the youth. And I'm going to keep it like that. Discouraging the youth to, yes, music is a form of expression, you know, but if you express yourself with hopeless music, then what do you think that's going to sow? It's going to sow hopeless people in an environment,
know, so then everybody chasing the bag. Everybody wants the money. Everybody's valuing the money. They're taking God out of it. Then these labels offer you $1 million, and now you're encouraging everybody to kill each other. All right, and that's all I got to say. You know, God over money. Simple as that.
Thank you.
can I say? Now, of course, we're getting closer to Ngozi time. So, of course, our last caller, please make it, 3 to 4 minutes, and then we go into our final thoughts from our wonderful people, and then Ngozi time.
Hello, everybody. This is Tiana Speaks, and I'm enjoying the show. Hello, Brother O. Hello, Princess C. And hello, the wonderful Angela Thomas. And congratulations. I wanted you to hear it from my mom.
All right, man. What's your final thoughts tonight? Talk to us tonight about them dirty dish rags.
Well, depends on the choices you make on women. But you shouldn't be having it. It's hard. Most likely it was wet already. So maybe you used the last one, the last person you used. I don't know. But we'll talk about the you should not be having sex with a child in the bed at all. And another thing that I see a lot, at least in this area, is I don't understand why there's a lot of women doing this. When you're pushing a baby carriage, why are you pushing out in the street in traffic? Like, you should be protecting your child. I think that's absolutely insane. That's one of the things that absolutely bothers me so much, especially where I live, where the traffic is absolutely crazy. So there's a lot of things that mothers really don't pay attention that they should be doing for their children. And if you're definitely a person that's having random people come in your house like that, first of all, you're not setting a good attempt for your child anyway. Yeah, you're not setting a good attempt, because even if the child is young, you still, because I remember things from when I was younger, that not nothing like that, but I remember just a conversation I had with my mother when I was 4 years old. So, I remember that. I remember. So
you ready for this? I'm going to tell you something real crazy. And then we're going to the Ngozi time. I was at my cousin's house in St. Louis. And so mom and pop was just arguing, right? And the baby, little baby girl, was so mad, Tiana, she started shaking her bottle. And then she got mad. She took the bottle top off, and she started spraying the milk all over her face. And so my cousin said, damn, you know what, all that milky shit, said, you just like your mama.
Oh, my God. I remember you telling me that. I got one question for you real quick, if you can answer it. Either one of you.
Yes.
So, the music has changed. The evolution of hip-hop is definitely changed, especially for the younger generation. So when I say bad, I'm talking about the music that basically gets in the minds of the young children and, produces those results that are not very, very good. I want to know, do you think
not wholesome.
Music, yes, not wholesome. So do you think that music has made things change over time, or do you think time has made how the times are, how things have changed, has changed the music?
Well, I'll answer that question. I want to thank our wonderful dual host, the 2023 London New Host of the Year at WBNN, the Soy Griffin Award-winning Tiana Speaks. I always say that climate changes music. It always has, from jazz to blues to R&B, the so-called rock and roll that was, made by black people. Shout out to Chuck Berry. Shout out to Fats Domino. It's a product of our times. Look at Motown and what they were talking about. Stax Records and Memphis, what they were talking about. Evolution. The great Curtis Mayfield that really talked about consciousness. Those people were so important. And so we're so proud of what they do on a constant basis. Yes, the new jacks right now are saying their own consciousness and what they're doing on a constant basis. Now, Tiana, talk about real quick your show coming up on Friday.
Okay, so The Power of Self will be coming up December 15th. Stay tuned, and I'll have a special surprise.
She's starting to mess. The great Tiana Speaks. And, of course, we're going to have final thoughts from, our wonderful and outstanding panel. First of all, this person here is so important to our network. The 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shrining. The outstanding Angela Thomas Smith. I'm so glad that she don't use hard dish rags when she wash up. I'm so glad that she stands for justice, freedom, and the ability to wash clothes. Angela, your final thoughts.
make sure you get you some game, some Tide, something to get those hard dish towels clean. Keep them babies in their own bed. Keep them babies
keep
in
their own
bed,
Angie. They need to be in their own bed, Angie.
They need to be in their own bed. Their own bed. Yes, they don't need to be in the bed with you while you doing your do. So put them babies in their own bed and allow them babies to grow into their own self. I have enjoyed you guys tonight. I will be back live right here Wednesday night with the Maven Blossom Rogers from Under the Bridge to the Boardroom. Tune in.
What's the name of your show, girly?
Walking in Purpose with Angela.
All right, now you heard what she said. The 2023 again. I love saying that the International Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee and now enshrinee, and also her own general managing partner of the Clue podcast. You can find it everywhere. Time Media streaming. The outstanding 2021. Tony Griffin Award winner, the outstanding 2022, you know, of course, Anna Waddell Award winner. She's going to end our show. She's going to end our show, man, because it's time to take you back to a time where hip-hop started. We talk about 50 years. Come on now. Y'all know better than that. It started in the South Bronx.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. The Funky Fresh Jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production Crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx. The South, South Bronx. The South Bronx. The South, South Bronx.
People tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specializes in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live. You're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
I came with Scott LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder, money folder. You want a fresh style, let me show ya. Now way back in the days when hip-hop began, with Coca, LaRock, Kool Herc, and then bam, these boys ran to the latest jam. But when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People's getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried again outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark. But yo, they didn't care, they turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, rolling thick, with cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Projects, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives Crew, the Cypress Boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as Wallace had seen, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the dress in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then nerds will become shot. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx.
Welcome What more can I say tonight that hasn't already been said? You know what I mean? I do my thing over here, but still, man. You know what I mean? Kiss my, kiss me. Just kiss me. Kiss me because I'm so great. Kiss me. That baby. That's all that. Now, of course, tomorrow night, we come back on this outstanding network with a outstanding true legend. Her name is Jerry Petito. The name of the show is, of course, the autonomous name. Jerry Petito Show, 9:30 Eastern Standard, right here on the one and only Devil Nation, of course. WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Only Dudley Malay with Ngozi and Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, ladies, that goes with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dele Malay Ngozi, a.k.a. your boy, Honey B, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And all other networks just tell you that you are whack. And you try to get with, you know, Belly Nation. I'm going to my fifth rating commissioner, the great Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Wow. What a wonderful show. And listen, South Bronx, South Bronx. Anyway, so check it out, y'all. You know, I'm a legend in myself, you know. All the people that y'all heard tonight that he was playing, you know, Dana Dane, Special Ed, I think he was on there too. And all the others, guess what? I, like, interviewed all them guys, as a matter of fact, back in the day. And then right before COVID hit, the summer before COVID hit, I think that was summer of 2019, I interviewed them all again, which was so awesome to see them, like, now, okay? And y'all can check it out on Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page, MIC Test. TST Entertainment TV. Check those photos out. And also Roxanne and Moni Love and all them, Sweet Tea, and so many others. All of them. You know.
I've always got my finger on the trigger now. If we heard everything you
said,
keep on talking. If we heard everything you said, girl, keep on talking.
Okay. I'm, like, talking away. But anyway, y'all check out those videos, right, because y'all will see me with all of them, you know, and everything. And so, but, yeah, I like KRS-One. Cool. But listen, again, this is the last Merch City, everybody, of 2023. The next Merch City y'all are here will be in 2024. And, you know, we're going to continue to make Merch City great again. And definitely parents listening tonight, definitely, please, more. Do more in 24 for your children, okay? And children, do more by making your parents proud of you, okay? And we as a people do more to come together, to make a difference in society, all right? And remember to always be a voice, y'all. Tune in Sunday night, 9:30 p.m., right here on WBNN by dialing, 516-453-9133, or tune in on Blog Talk Radio, y'all, Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. for News Forum on December 24th, because this upcoming Sunday, News Forum will not be broadcasting because our wonderful Doc Olasky will be vacationing after 10 years of working every single night, not missing a radio show. And, hey, this is going to be the first time he ain't working, y'all. So this is like going to be a historic moment, okay? But anyway, I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, everybody, a.k.a. tonight, Princess C. Yes, that's me. You've been tuned in to Merch City in your area. All right, y'all. Peace.
Hey, wait a minute. Ain't no peace. You better say where I sent you. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, I got all caught up. Okay. All right. We congratulate International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever DJ Olatsky on his 58th WBNN All-Time Connection Record and his personal best of eighth, everybody, consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, Darlene Lawrence.
Now,
congratulations,
you ready for this?
Dr. Lane.
Thank you very much. Now, wait a minute now. Now, of course, I want everybody to know in the internet world, it's not like that. I'm still not missing the night, because when I miss the night, that means I wasn't able to do a show willingly this weekend. I'm taking time with my family. So that's not it, because I've done that many times before. But I'm so proud of still my streak after that, right, Chinchilla? I have never missed a night that I'm supposed to do a show. So, I'm going to enjoy, great time with my family. And I thank Dr. Chinchilla J. She said she's made a lot of different sacrifices for this network. Definitely doing Bound Up with Stars, which she'll make another sacrifice. Or, of course, the Dr. King tribute that she hosts, she's going to be on. That's not much of a sacrifice, since Dr. you be on that night. But anyway, you saw her abortion that Sunday. But I want to thank all the sacrifices that Dr. Chinchilla J does for us on a constant basis. And, and a doctor, let me let all the rest of the internet radio network know, you can't be Beverly Nation. You know why? Because you're slipping.
Yo, man, these people around the 87 just flipping, yo. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have production, not flipping, dog. So hold your hands. Yo, what's going on, Mr. Magic? You know how